awesome. AWESOME. Adjective. Definition 1. Informal. Extremely good. CJSF 90.1 FM has been making awesome campus community radio programming on the FM dial for 20 years. Definition 2. Formal. Extremely impressive or daunting or inspiring great admiration. Listener support for CJSF 90.1 FM is awesome. Support campus community radio today by donating to CJSF's fund drive at cjsf.ca/donate.
You're listening to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, campus community radio from Simon Fraser University, where we are actually broadcasting from the very top of Burnaby Mountain.
Holy smokes!
On the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Stolo, Katsi, Coquitlam, and other Coast Salish peoples. My name is Jesse.
My name is Jamie.
And it's Fun Drive.
Woo! The most fun of
Fun Drive. It is, that's right, the one time a year where we ask you, dear listener, to chip in a little bit. We do this show for you, for ourselves, for you, for the community all year long. We don't get paid to do it. And, you know, in many cases, we're actually spending money to do it, driving up here, opportunity costs, all those things. But regardless, all year we make the show. And now this week we are asking you to put your money where your ears are, I guess, and support CJSF, support local campus community radio by going to cjsf.ca/donate. And making a donation now. It is the last day of Fun Drive. We are the second last show.
We are the home stretch.
Yeah, it's just
hopefully
us.
You've had a whole week of CJSF content that you've been able to enjoy. And yeah, we hope this the work we do means something to you.
Yeah, I mean, we know it does, and we're just asking you to show us. And once again, you can go to cjsf.ca/donate, and you can make a donation there online. Or if you want to do a fun thing, you can call us live in studio at 778-782-2573, 778-782-CJSF, and make a pledge. You can pay by credit card over the phone, or you can just promise us that you'll pay us money. And
yeah,
we'll come after you later to sort it out.
We send guys.
Yeah, we send lots of scary people. No, it's just us calling you on the phone, which I guess is how these things are generally resolved, debt, etc. Anyway, Jamie, we
hey, Jesse.
Are here doing the Vancouver Mixtape, mm-hmm. and we do a lot of cool things on this show, you know? Like our slow episodes are when we just put together an hour of fresh local music, and then we go all out and we bring artists in and have them guest curate or just interview, and we learn all sorts of cool things about interesting people. We're going to get into some bits and pieces to celebrate that, show that, to remind you of all the cool stuff we've done since the last time we did Fun Drive. But I want to do something a little more CJSF-centered just to start, because it is the CJSF Fun Drive. And one of the things that's really cool about Fun Drive is it's the one time a year where the whole station is really working on one project. You know, most of the year we all do our own shows, but we're often just like ships that pass in the night. You know, we haven't seen our show neighbors in weeks, because they usually do their show up here. We usually do our show down from 312. And this year, this week, it's all flipped around. We don't see them anyway.
It's so strange.
But it's really cool this time of year to be able to pull together with everyone and really focus on doing something for the station. Obviously, our show benefits when the station benefits. And there is, you know, a little internal competition for who can raise the most money as we try to get to our $10,000 goal. But we're all doing it to to make radio, right? Like, that's, we want to be able to keep making radio. And our theme this year for the Fun Drive is 20 years of awesome. Because this year marks 20 years since CJSF got onto the FM airwaves.
Which is a really cool thing that is, that this continues to be our home.
Totally. And, you know, we've moved around on campus a bunch of times, but before, well, we've always been at 90.1 FM, where you might be listening now, or CJSF.ca a few years later. But that FM license is also really key in ensuring that we stick around, right? Because we are a federally licensed media broadcaster that gives us a platform that we're able to provide for our volunteers. It also gives us a little bit of security in terms of, you know, we are a identified community resource. And that's something that you out there are able to access. If you want to get on the radio, we can train you to do it. But yeah, we've been doing this for 20 years. Before that, we were on AM radio, or you could listen on FM, but only through the cable port of your cable TV, which is very strange to me.
I remember the Telus HD.
Yeah, and you know, now FM broadcasting does seem a little dated, antiquated, but it's still the free way to hear this broadcast. I mean, you can hear on the internet too, but you're paying for your internet. I guess you're paying for the electricity on the radio too. But anyway, we've been doing this for 20 years, and to let you share in that moment as you contemplate supporting this great radio station, I am going to play something that I unearthed from the CJSF archives. And this is a recording of the moment that CJSF went live on FM. So here we go. While you're listening to this, please go to cjsf.ca/donate and make a contribution of $35 or more. Or you can give us a call at 778-782-CJSF. That's 778-782-2573. And without further ado, the birth of CJSF's FM life.
It's the sounds of 200 people in one small DJ booth here on CJSF. We're just finishing up our show frequency, normally 6 to 7 on Thursdays, and we're the last people. We're just waiting for Anthony Chung. He's got about 1 minute here, and it's going to be crazy, I tell you. Basically, I think everyone's going up for 20 minutes. A bunch of the regular CJSF lifers are going to do 20-minute shows each, and that'll give you just a little sampling of what our station will sound like once we hit 90.1 FM.
Uh-oh.
What's the uh-oh for?
I'm just saying uh-oh.
I don't think there's any reason for an uh-oh. This has been well planned out here.
Anthony, go ahead.
Okay, how many people are in here? About 50?
We're supposed to do a countdown or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Well, we're at 30 seconds.
Well, I know, but don't we...
15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Woo!
Okay.
That's it. That's it. Okay. Here's the magical cart.
Yes, may I have your attention? We have gathered today because we are turning this radio station into FM. As you can see, you've got some tools around you. So grab the one you like the most, and please feel free to ask any questions to this man here. His name is Placido Diaz. and he is here to help us today. He's a highly motivated person, a perfectionist, and an interior design advisor. Grab your positions and listen. Placido, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Placido Diaz. It's a pleasure to be here today, and why don't we get started? Let's put some sabor in this assignment. Okay, ready? Okay, let's go, guys. Come on. Let's get the rhythm, okay? Come on. Okay, guys, I think we need more enthusiasm in this. Yeah, that's right. Let's go. Oh, that's more like it. What about some music? Give it to me. Yeah.
Isn't this party awesome?
Yeah, totally. What are we celebrating?
CJSF 90.1 FM's Fun Drive. We've been making awesome campus community radio on the FM dial for 20 years.
I love CJSF. Supporting local media is awesome.
Also be awesome. Donate to CJSF 90.1 FM's Fun Drive now at cjsf.ca/donate.
That's right. We're still partying. Have been for 20 years. On this awesome campus community radio station, CJSF 90.1 FM. It is Fun Drive here on the Vancouver Mixtape.
Yo, yo!
And we are very excited to be climbing towards our show goal of, what do you say, Jamie, $300?
I think that's probably
$300.
A classic mixtape number.
I think you out there can help us shatter that goal. But we're gonna be conservative and aim for $300 to help the station hit its $10,000 goal. We're not quite there yet, so you can always go to cjsf.ca/donate. You can do that right now would be the best time. You could also do it tomorrow. But don't forget, the best thing would be to do it right now. cjsf.ca/donate.
There's no better time like the present to... let the people you love know that you love them, and you could show that love at cjsf.ca/donate.
Yeah, and I want to thank our first donor of the show. Woo! All
yeah,
right.
Woo!
Big thank you to Almira, who has started things off with a $25 pledge to donate to the Vancouver Mixtape. You can be like Almira and donate $25, $30, $50, whatever amount you want to donate at cjsf.ca/donate or by calling us on the old-fashioned telephone 778-782-CJSF. That's 778-782-2573. Jamie, one of the reasons that, well, I guess I was going to say one of the reasons we need to fundraise is because the station needs money. And I mean, that's like the whole reason when it comes down to it, right? Things are expensive. I'm sure you out there have witnessed everything getting more expensive, whether it's gas or groceries or whatever. And, you know, the station has costs that go up as well, whether it's, you know, electricity, internet, all that kind of things, tariffs we have to pay on to play music for you. And one thing that's happening right now that might not really like track as a financial situation, but that is impacting the station a lot right now is the Online News Act, also known as Bill C-18, which has meant that Meta, in response to the Online News Act, which requires that web giants pay for news content created by Canadian sources. Meta has responded by blocking all Canadian news sources. So that they don't have to pay for content. Which we're not fans of, but it also means that they have designated CJSF as a news source, and so we are unable to advertise, to post on Facebook or Instagram at this point, unless, and this is where the financial thing comes in and was the real kicker, if we paid a sponsor a post, Facebook will post it.
They like our money.
It's very strange. And I'm not saying that you need to pay us so that we can post to Facebook.
Yeah.
Because, it's a lot more complex and layered than that. But it's just an example of, you know, there are these new costs that come up all the time. We have a relatively fixed income from the student levy and some other small sources. But the fund drive is the one chance we have to be able to bring in more money, to be able to expand our operations, to be able to help support things like paying for a new broadcast tower, which we also have to do right now. So it would mean a lot to me personally, and also to Jamie. I'm going to speak for Jamie.
It's true. He's not wrong.
It would mean a lot to both of us if you could pledge, say, $50 to our radio station, our favorite radio station that has been a huge part of both of our lives for the last decade plus. Whew, wild.
It is really humbling to have been able to have been a part of this community in such a meaningful way for the last decade. That's a very substantial part of our lives. Just under a third of our lives.
Well, I know. I was thinking that, you know, I've been with CJSF since 2009. I was born in 87, so like it's reaching halfway territory, right? It's crazy. And you know, in the process of being with CJSF, doing other radio, being part of the radio community, we've made a lot of friends. We've met a lot of people. I've had conversations with people I never would have talked to otherwise. But also, we've been able to, you know, we've made some friends and have been able to invite them into our space. Which is super cool. You make friends with an artist and all of a sudden they have art to share with the world, and we are able to provide that platform. So something we did earlier this year is we welcomed our good friend Richard Wyman into our downtown studio, and he was there to promote a show that he was playing and his own music, which is of the American primitive style of guitar playing. I thought he was just going to come down and talk, but he showed up with a guitar and he performed for us, and it was really good.
Our boy was ready to tickle the strings.
Yeah, tickling the not ivories.
No.
Anyway, so I'm going to give you a taste in case you missed it or in case you just need to hear it again, of Richard Wyman playing some American primitive guitar. And I hope that as you listen to it, you're moved to want to support us in continuing to do this kind of thing, continuing to bring you, like, literally recording music that does not exist in that recorded form anywhere else. So we get to bring you one-of-a-kind performances and all sorts of cool stuff. And I hope that you will see that, think about that, and go to cjsf.ca/donate to make a pledge. Starting at $100, you can do monthly installments as well. So you want to do like $10 a month for $120 a year. That's maybe a little easier on the old wallet, as it were. Less than the price of Netflix, I will say.
It's true. And it really is going back into something that is meaningful and valuable to the community.
Yeah.
It's,
you know, if you want to take your Spotify subscription and swap it over to CJSF...
Who says no? Sounds great.
I mean, we probably pay more in royalties to independent Canadian musicians than Spotify does.
It is absolutely true.
So, anyway, let's get to what I have affectionately titled Wyman's World, a clip of Richard Wyman performing, and then a little bit of us chatting afterwards here on the Vancouver Mixtapes Fun Drive episode, cjsf.ca/donate.
for donating. Haven't donated yet? Go to our secure donation page at cjsf.ca/donate or send a check to CJSF Radio, Sub 1420, SFU, Burnaby, BC, V5A 1S6. Be awesome with us. Donate to Fund Drive today.
Thank you. Thank you for all of you that have donated to the Vancouver Mixtapes Fund Drive 2023 campaign and to other shows here on CJSF. We thank you all, including our good friend Zahir, who has donated 1 ounce of silver.
Our guy doing the most guy thing possible.
Big ups to Zahir. If you want to donate an ounce of any precious metal,
or
preferably
money.
Preferably the cash value of that would be better for us. Just, you know, we don't have like a metallurgist on site or anything. Not that you would need a metallurgist to know to convert metals. Anyway, donate like Zahir at cjsf.ca/donate. That page will not accept silver.
I was going to ask, did he donate silver online?
No.
Who knows? Experience it for yourself.
Yeah. But we also don't recommend that you mail precious metals to us, including coins or paper money. But you can mail a check to hear at the station, as you just heard. Or you can just give us a call, 778-782-2573. 778-782-2573. And we'll talk you through it. We'll figure it out. And so that brings this show up to just under $50, depending on the price of silver when the donation is made, because
yes,
it fluctuates. Obviously,
we might hold off cashing that chip.
Yeah, it's a long, you know, it could be great wealth for our descendants. You know,
absolutely.
We're getting there. We could really use another bump if you want to give us a call or donate at cjsf.ca/donate to help us get all the way to our show goal of $300. We are going to hear some more clips, some more examples of the great things we do here on the station or on the show for you. But I wanted to do something that is, well, it's sort of new. It's still old, but it's new old. So
new old is my favorite kind of old.
Jamie, and also many listeners, I'm not going to say every listener because they don't know me that well, that I have a degree in archaeology. And perhaps as a result, or perhaps this is the reason that I have a degree in archaeology, I love digging through old stuff. I love just like finding a large box of cassettes and spending an entire afternoon sorting through all of them to find cool local stuff that does not exist anywhere else. And because CJSF has this huge archive of music. It has the largest physical archive of music in Western Canada. We're about 100 items away from having 90,000 items in the library, which is so many. And that is a resource for the community. You know, we hang on to these things, we archive them, we document them. As I said, like, we have probably 20 crates full of cassettes that are, I would say, 50% like local, like cassettes that were you bought at the store and then recorded a demo onto and then wrote the title of the demo and the band in Sharpie. Like, there's stuff in there that probably doesn't exist anywhere else.
There are some real treats in there too, especially if you're a local snob like we are.
Yeah. And you know, I found innumerable gems in there, and